In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. As perhaps some of you, I am a erstwhile fan of country music, a contemporary genre rooted in old Scotch and Irish ballad singing. Country music songs are stories. Stories of hope, stories of heartbreak, stories of life with its myriad complexities. Last Thursday evening, the Country Music Association held its annual CMA Award extravaganza at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Tens of thousands paid upwards of $400 just to be there. Millions watched the live telecast on ABC. Awards were given in 12 categories. I'll refer to one of them. It was the Song of the Year, and it went to Marina Lambert for a song entitled Over You. Perhaps you know it. The lyrics confront the issues of living and dying. The voice is one who must cope with the death of a loved one she cares for. She sings, "But you went away. How dare you? I miss you. They say I'll be okay, but I'm not going to ever get over you." The song evokes strong feelings about living with death and expresses the hope experienced by many lovers. Death may separate us, but love will continue to unite us. Country music stars capture our attention because of the relevance of their music. Garth Brooks is among my favorites. He did retire many years ago to care for his family, but does appear infrequently today. 15 years ago now, a great crowd gathered in Central Park, New York City. Police estimated the number at between 225,000 and 250,000, the largest crowd ever to gather there. They had come to hear Garth Brooks, and he did not disappoint them, bringing 2 hours of his music from the previous decade. It was not his first concert in Central Park. It was surely the largest. HBO telecast it live to millions around the world. Garth was, as always, an amazing fellow. He is talented, sensitive, and sings music that evokes deep emotion. And he was there just being himself and having a good time of it. What amazed me were the young men and women had come to hear him. They knew the music, and it was apparent that many knew the words. Some of the songs had lyrics that you might hear Jesus sing. "Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in my boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there." And surely, you know, the song goes on, "'Cause I've got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Oh, I'm not big on social graces." And Jesus wasn't. "Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. Oh, I've got friends in low places." Other songs were about disappointment and pain. For example, the song "The Dance" is about a love affair gone bad, something encountered by many. "And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it would end, the way it would all go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I would have missed the dance." Several times during the evening, Garth would simply stop singing. And then the most amazing thing happened. The crowd would keep on going, singing his songs back to him. They knew the words because they were part of life. And while the CMA awards may convey respect for accomplishment, no greater honor for an artist can be given than to simply sing his songs or her songs back to them. Because now they are your songs if you know the song. And especially if it evokes your own hard-won understanding of life, you can sing it. And you can sing it because it is now your song. It has become the song by which you tell your story. Now, what, you might ask, has all this to do with the readings for today? Today we celebrate All Saints' Day. And while the church calendar has many places for special saints, those whose lives commend themselves to us because of remarkable achievement, today is for all saints. It is a day for all the baptized, those who choose to pattern their life after Christ. Hear the words of John as he wrote from exile on Patmos. Now he's writing to churches who are under severe persecution. They know what hard life is. So he writes in code, using languages his readers will understand as he tells the vision of a heavenly city. He says, "And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned before her husband. And I heard loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God, and he will be their peoples, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.'" He goes on, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." And John goes on, "Those who conquer will inherit these things. Those who conquer will enjoy these things. And I will be their God, and they will be my children." And just who are those who will conquer? I suggest he is not speaking of a military campaign. Rather, he refers to a battle each of us contend with within ourselves. John is describing the coming glory for those who persevere in righteousness, even in hard times, or perhaps especially in hard times. Earlier in his vision, he describes them in more detail. He says, "After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb.' It is a song of triumph of those who stand in the glory of God's presence. They sing, 'Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb.'" The vision continued with more detail. "And then one of the vision elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these robed in white? And where have they come from?' And I said to him, 'Wisely, sir, you are the one who knows.' And then he said to me, 'These are they who have come out of the great ordeal, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night in his temple.'" Well, who can sing the song of triumph? Those who have endured oppression can sing it. Those who have suffered injustice. Those who have remembered that a faithful God is with you through painful life experiences. And those who know that in the end, God will write the final page of history. This great crowd, too many to number, all singing back to God. They sing a song they have learned in an age of trial and tribulation, And they sing it, salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb. Now, most of us do not have to go looking for tribulation. We get enough of it in everyday life, some more than others. Although we sometimes think of ourselves as Christians because we come to church, our primary areas of ministry are not here. They are in our families, among our neighbors, in the marketplace, among those we encounter in our vocations. Those are the places where we spend most of our time, and that is where we are called to bear Christ. Consider, for example, that your vocation might be that of simply as a waiter or waitress. I was at one time myself. In such a vocation, you exercise a number of spiritual gifts, and if all goes well, become endowed with several fruits of the Spirit. For example, if you're a waiter in a restaurant or fast food establishment, you exercise the gift of hospitality. You do not choose your customers. They choose you. They just show up. Your task is to receive them all, rich, poor, able, infirm, refined, crass, pleasant, hostile. They're all there. And your goal is to help them feel welcome and greet them, acknowledging their presence. And then you seek to be attentive to their needs, suspending your own concerns for yourself for a moment. And there you grow a bit of self-control. You also help a customer know what choices they have. Help them understand your capacities to serve them. And so you become, in a way, their teacher. And as any teacher knows, some people are easier to teach than others. Sometimes a person is simply tired or preoccupied or so confused by even the simplest of choices. Other times your guest may want something you have no power to provide. And then you help to help them choose among what you can do. And here one grows in the spiritual fruit of patience and perseverance. And then you remember you're there to serve your customers. So far as practical, you do in a way that meets their needs. You may wish for quiet and solitude. They may want conversation. And so you're attentive, helpful, unobtrusive, and prompt. And some customers are well-tempered and thoughtful. Others ill-tempered, callous, and even demanding. But as servant, you're obliged to serve them all. Here one grows the spiritual fruit of forbearance. Now I could go on about other gifts and vocations, but the result is the same. More spiritual formation occurs around the breakfast table than around the holy table. That's where you learn it. Life is hard, so begins Jake Scott Peck in the opening words of his book, The Road Less Traveled. And life is harder for some than for others. As for the Macedonians to whom John was writing, it could take years of bitter experience and many tears to learn that song. Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb. And so it is for the likes of you and me. We too may take many years to learn that song, especially if you were a child who grew up in an abusive home, or are a parent who have a child with a congenital condition that threatens to shorten their life, or have been unjustly treated because of your race, your faith, your ethnic heritage, or who have lost a son or daughter to tragic accidents or acts of violence. Such events affirm that only God can fill the empty place left in our lives. For it was not just a child that has died, but our hopes and dreams for them. And we yearn for that day. We too can sing that song. Salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb. We want to sing that song and make it our own. And somehow we know the journey to do so may be costly. But when we do sing that song, we will sing it with conviction and with enthusiasm. For the God who made us will have sustained us, and we will be with him forever.